How you doing today?
Puttering on down the road, trying to get this done. How about yourself?
Scooting down the road myself. How's everything going for you? About wrapped up?
Haven't had any issues. I probably got about, maybe 45 minutes, maybe, at the most.
Well, at least it's not hours. Maybe we'll keep it short and get it wrapped up. Man, so have they gotten any better for you, or is it getting worse, staying the same?
Monday and Tuesday was early. They were on time today, but last week was a nightmare.
Well, hopefully we won't have a repeat of that one then. They'll just stay at least doing it on time, if nothing else. So what else you got going on today? Anything good?
Nothing that I know of. I'm the type, I don't make plans. Every time I make plans to do something, the world blows up.
Yeah. Did you guys get together for Memorial Day?
They were scared like a covey of quail. So it was just another day.
Yeah, roger that.
Fire the grill up, make them boys hamburgers, did
you? Oh, he did a bunch of ribs, brats, hot dogs, chicken. We had about everything you could imagine. It was real good.
You had a good time, you got there and safe and back home safe. That's the name of the game.
Yeah, we had a good, enjoyable, just relaxing time, just kicking back and not really doing much of nothing.
It won't be long till you'll be able to do that again for the week of 4th of July.
Yeah. Yep, we'll be looking forward to that as well.
T-Mobile. Man.
Sound like you're dragging.
Thought about taking another hour, and but I didn't get any sleep last night, so I figured what to use to get up and start moving.
Did you get a bunch of calls, or just not sleeping in general?
No, sleep in general. I didn't get any calls last night. I started to call this morning just to see if they were rolled to me.
I'm getting it done and still above the dirt.
Hey, did y'all have a big cookout?
They were scattered everywhere.
My son-in-law that lives down in Lawrence, he come up and cooked us up a mess of ribs and brats and chicken. It was pretty good.
You had enough to get your lips good and greasy, and then you had a good time.
Watch stuff left over, too.
Get home with you.
At the house, so I didn't have to go far with it.
I call having a plan. Turn over your way.
It's sprinkled.
And
I doubled with you, Tim.
I just said negative on my end, no rain.
Well, over here, not much.
Red light sprinkle all morning long. You covered up today, or y'all gonna think you might have it a little bit easy today?
For the most part, we'll be covered up. It just depends on the type of job we're looking at. You know, there's some real technical stuff that we got, yeah, we got a good bit going on today.
Call and talk to you and tell you about the wiring.
Negative, he was supposed to come by last Friday, but I never saw him.
I let Mike know that he said he wasn't going to come by. Connection or something's loose. The flashers work, turn signals work, but taillights don't. but to go in there and wiggle the wires around and put a little pressure on them in a certain spot, he said the tail lights work.
Up in the cab?
A little delay is in a bad spot, but you just have to get in there and repair that wire wherever he's found that spot at.
He found it somewhere on the frame, Mike.
That makes more sense. I was wondering if that was in the cab where that could be, but anyhow, yeah, it just needs to be repaired right there.
Had to get out and throw one, but my understanding, he had one of your guys rewire that.
I don't remember us fixing any wiring, but that doesn't mean I was there when he was there.
He did something at the very, very back of the truck. He found some wiring issues back there, but I don't know exactly what he found, but I did see him at the very back of it that one day when we were taking care of something. He came in for something else. It was that oil pressure issue, and he was trying to help him out on his lights while he was waiting on a part.
Look at it this way. That's just one of those things when you're dealing with wiring and stuff. That's going to happen.
Circle can be kind of tricky at times.
I need to work because things are still slow over at BMW. One of the warehouses that Ken's sister works at, he told me yesterday they shut it down for 2 weeks.
That's crazy. Hopefully then people can get back at it. I'm rolling up, so I'm going to jump out of here and let you guys catch up. Good to hear you this morning. I hope you have a fantastic day, and hopefully we'll catch you in the morning. 7-3s to you. Mike, I'll see you when you get in. KK4POT.
Tim, have a good one. I'm glad you made it in safe. Hopefully catch you in the morning.
Where's Ken been hanging out, KK4 and XC?
Sent him a text yesterday afternoon, you know, just say how you doing and so forth. And they had had the grandkids, so I think the grandkids sort of kept them busy.
Adrian's will wear you out.
And wear me out.
Boy, spending time with my grandkids, funny. They all came up Monday, and them kids had a blast.
Grandpa right in the middle of it, too.
Bunch of company, and I didn't get to spend the time with them I normally do. They had a good time playing off to themselves, so they had fun.
Fun, that's the way I see it, that's the name of the game, and way it's supposed to be.
Grandma had them some cupcakes and some cookies, and they had a blast.
Bunch, they decided to have a cake decorating contest. You have to go on Facebook and look at them. I didn't do one. They tried to get me to do one. I said, no. I said, y'all go right ahead. I'll just be one of the judges.
Mom puts on a annual gingerbread house contest, and I'd just soon eat it than build it.
Gingerbread to a certain point, but I don't think I'd like it that much.
Actually, gingerbread, they just call it that. It's graham crackers and pretzels and gummy worms and icing, a lot of icing. That's what they use to bond stuff together. It's pretty good.
Back just past Christmas, Cody and Alexis decided they wanted to build a gingerbread house. So he went and bought everything that they needed to do one, and boy, was my kitchen a mess.
you that. I can promise you that happened.
It's worth it to listen to those two laugh and cut up and go on and act a fool.
This morning?
And just a little bit behind. Nothing great. Monday, Tuesday, they were nice and early. Today they were on time. And they had those extra customers on me. Added extra time, about 20 minutes, so I guess I'm going to run about right.
What about Aunt Sue?
Not heard a word. It's like that is one of the most well-kept secrets. I have no idea what's going on.
Everybody's been tight-lipped about that. They're still just sitting down there doing nothing.
Maybe we need to hit Tim up for a loan and just go ahead and get it.
If I'd want to be in the restaurant business.
Food went absolutely sky high. Paul's opened up Tuesday. Talked to another restaurant. And their cost for bacon per box doubled. They were paying $40 for a box, and now it's $80 a box.
Wow, that just gets passed on to the customer.
That's why Anthony, if Paul isn't open back up doing breakfast, he's waiting for all that to come back down. He said, I'm not going to run my price up on my customers, not unless I have to.
That's supposed to all get straightened out?
Be getting straight probably next couple of months, because you know Trump told the meat processing plant to open back up and get back with it. Got to get into the creek. All this rain and stuff should have it all churned up real good for us.
Last week. Wow. It came down. They had a lot of water come down.
Boy, mine bought him a 1880 $10 gold piece, but he won't tell me what he paid for it.
Well, he paid 18-something for it if he bought it from the store or bought it offline. It's going for 18 something another. I'd have to look it up. It's on my phone.
That's from an individual that he works with. Guy was needing some cash, so he went ahead and got it.
Might have got a little bit of a deal on it, spot to the 1700. And somebody who's pretty desperate for money, you know, probably. I'd say minimum $1,500, but still, that's a steal of a deal if he got it for under spot to it, because gold is not settled yet. I mean, they're looking at gold going over $2,000.
I don't know if it's true or not, but I heard it. There might be a little bit of a shortage on it.
Much on gold as silver right now, man. Silver's just hard to get. I put an order in for some silver back April 27th, and it was a pre-order. I knew I wasn't going to get it right away, and they said it would ship out. They were estimating March, the week of March 16th. I've not heard hide nor hair of them, and it's a mint, so I didn't. This ain't no Chinese rip-off scam. I did fall into one of those, though, and threw some money away. But the premiums are just a doggone high on silver. Gold, there's a little bit better deal on gold as far as the premium goes.
Just need to get in that creek and get about a couple of pounds a piece and just sit back and do nothing the rest of the year.
Man, I wish I could do that. That'd be nice.
So we just got to find the sweet spot.
Get rid of whippoorwills?
No idea. My mama always sat on the front porch and listened to them at night. She had a old keen whistle, and she would mock them. And she had one that would come sit in the tree and talk to her.
Several that get right up next to the house in the evenings at bedtime. And them boys go to cutting a holler, and man, yeah, I can't sleep with that stuff.
That'd be Friday. That's a good omen.
I'm in late to work.
You'd have to talk to the boss about that one, but having whippoorwills that close to the house is, and all, is considered a good omen, especially by the Native Americans.
I keep threatening to load up my shotgun and deal with them things, because that keep me awake.
Ever seen one?
Women, I've seen pictures of them. No, but I've heard them.
They even got whiskers like a cat.
For calls them nightingales. I told him I was going to shoot me a nightingale.
Attracting them for them to be that close to the house.
Put them little omens up and bring them over to you if I can get my hands on them.
Bring them, I'll take them. I'll turn them loose there in the yard. They probably won't go no more than a mile away. Found us a Native American trading place that got some red corn, rye bread flour.
Where is that?
If I remember right, it's called Sweet Native site. I'm going to order up a couple of bags and fix some fried bread up. You get, I think it's a little expensive, 12 ounces, like $8.95 a bag.
Good.
If you'll try it, I'll get you a bag.
Try it.
Consider it got, because I'm going to order it today.
Plenty of that Scottish oatmeal.
We still got some. Carol's going back on a diet, so she's going to be getting into it hot and heavy. The other morning with blueberries and honey.
That's good. I'll take some Sucanat and put in there. And, put a little bit of agave in there.
Agave.
Yeah, I do too. That's what I use instead of syrup and honey.
But if it's got a sweet taste to it, I like it.
What? I normally don't have a sweet tooth. I do like a donut every now and then. But I got into them cupcakes Grandma had. And I think I ate more than the kids did.
Special occasion. It ain't gonna hurt you to do that every now and then. Like the old doc told me, he said, you just gotta watch what you eat. He said, if you have a lot of sweets, he said, just be light on everything else. He said, just balance it out. He said, don't deny yourself of anything.
There was no denying, no shortcutting on Monday. He did 3 racks of ribs with different dry rubs, and so I had me 2 broths and some ribs, and I didn't get any chicken. I ate some chicken yesterday, but then I had me like 5 cupcakes. It was crazy.
Good day then. I like my ribs with the wet. I'm not all that crazy about dry rubs on my ribs.
Several sauces there if anybody wanted them, but it was so good. He did one rack with, I bought some Jamaican jerk. One of the guys at work does ribs with dry rub Jamaican jerk. It's a sweet rub that has a pretty good spicy punch to it. My wife likes it, so it's not too spicy, but it's spicy enough. He did those, man, and things turned out incredible.
Yeah, it'd have been good. Have you ever tried Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce?
Oh, yeah, I got some in the refrigerator.
That was sugar-free now for people that diabetic and stuff. They've got the sugar-free.
Oh, wow. Didn't know that. That's good to know. Well, as much as I hate it, Ed, I'm destinating up here. I hope the rest of your morning goes well. Enjoy your coffee. I'm going to go in and make a cup of pot of coffee here. And then we'll get together and we'll do some scouting for some creek time.
Like a winner. Glad you made it in safe. Don't work too hard. And when that flower comes in, I'll let you know. If nothing else, we'll go somewhere and grab a chicken leg or something. So have a good one. KK4NXZ, KM4NFB. 73's, my friend.
73's to you. Have a good one. Enjoy your day. KK4NXZ. Clear.